We're talking with Betty Levette, who's going to be at City Folk Festival this Friday night, taking the stage at about 9:30, I do believe. Betty, it'll be my great honor to be there and introduce you, and very much.
Oh, wonderful. That's going to be great. I can't wait to meet you.
Me too. Ditto on that. I've really enjoyed the reading that I've done, and I'm so pleased that some of your early recordings are being unearthed. Among those that really stand out are Your Turn to Cry from those almost lost sessions. But also, I dug a little further back and found a copy of the 1965 single that you released on, is it pronounced Kala or Kala Records?
Kala.
Kala.
Mm-hmm.
Let Me Down Easy. Can you tell us a little bit about what you remember about recording that tune? And then I'd like to hear a little bit of it as well.
Well, it was the first record that I had that they had strings, and in those days, I meant when you had strings, you had arrived to another level. And you know, that was the first television that I did, so it was really kind of the first. The first record was almost regional. But Let Me Down Easy was the first one that was released in lots of different places and out of the country. And that was very, very exciting. And it was one more time when I thought, hey, this is it. And then...
Gosh. And it led to you, I mean, after this, sort of like on the heels of this, you went on tour with the James Brown Review. And I'm sure that also made you feel like, hey, here we are, almost.
Well, no, he wasn't that big then. You know, it's just like when people talk about Otis Redding. I mean, goodness, Otis's record had just come out on, I think, Fire Label, which belonged to Atlantic, and mine had just come out. But nobody knew anything about him. I'm not even talking about the Otis Redding that you know.
Right. Do you have any, how did he impress you? Did you get to spend?
Oh, I thought he was extremely country, and I thought I was extremely sophisticated, and he wasn't extremely country, and I wasn't extremely sophisticated.
Well, let's go back in time just a little bit and hear the opening strains of Let Me Down Easy, your first foray with strings, and just one among your many excellent performances that almost got you through the door. Let's listen.
Let me down easy, for your love for me is gone. Let me down easy, since you feel to stay is wrong. I know it's all over, but the last goodbye.
What's that? How does that make you feel listening?
Well, it almost made me cry, actually. I haven't heard that in a very long time. And when I do it live now, all of those elements from the record, I mean, are not there. So hearing it really was, it almost made me cry. I was just telling my granddaughter, she's spending the day with me. I was just telling her you were playing it. It was about to make me cry.
Well, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. and it's just it's like that first taste of what would be, you know, your ability to, I mean, your voice, it's, you could definitely pick out, that's you. That's, I love it. I love it.
Thank you, baby, so much. Thank you for playing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you know what? Just to do it, we'll play it in its entirety later on in the day. We're talking with Betty Levette, who's going to be at the City Folk Festival this Friday night, and it's just a real treat to the City Folk Festival. In case you don't know, is this real a richness of cultures and styles and people that come together? And I have to say, with that kickoff night and you headlining that stage, it's going to be in the top five of the all City Folk festivals ever.
Thanks, honey. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone.
So I'll see you on the stage. And can you give us a little taste of what's coming around the pike for you?
Oh, I really don't know, honey. We're doing this right now. We haven't gotten this done yet.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe that's the key to it, just being ready and open and available.
Oh, absolutely.
For the next.
Absolutely. I'll be available.
Well, next time you come through, it would be a real treat to have you actually come by. I have one more. Among the greats that you worked with, is there any light you can cast for us on your turn on Broadway? It was the mid-70s, wasn't it, when you did Bubbling?
What? Oh, yeah. That's the most fun I've ever had in show business.
Really?
I think for theater, the rehearsal is just so long because you may rehearse a play that for 9 months that runs for a week.
Oh.
You know, so I don't like that part of it. But the actual doing of the show, you see, when I first thought about being in show business, I thought about it from Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. You know, I thought I would always be dressed up and coming down these staircases and wearing these beautiful gowns and tap dancing and show business. When you have a record called My Man and you're on the road with Otis Redding, was not like that.
Yeah, I guess not.
You know, so when I did Bubbling Brown Sugar, it was the show business that I got in show business to be in. But I had, you know, I mean, I had already become a recording artist, so it wasn't something that I would quit recording to go and do. But putting on that top hat and white tuxedo and dancing with Cab Calloway every night and Honey Coles was the most fun I've ever had in my life. And when we came to Dayton, it was really, really good. So people, you remember I was telling you that I had never sold any records in Ohio.
Yeah.
But Bubbling Brown Sugar went all over Ohio. So there are people in Ohio that know me from Bubbling Brown Sugar that never heard a record on me.
Gosh. Plus, I can't eat. I'm telling you what, I'm going to have to do some serious sassing about having never sold a record here, because we certainly enjoyed. Well, it was your record with Joe Henry that really put you on the map here with us.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
Absolutely love that offering, and we've been with you ever since. So,
indeed.
Yeah, and we will continue to be as well. Well, it's just a real treat, and we appreciate you taking some moments with us this morning, Betty.
Thank you, baby, for talking with me and letting me talk to your folks.
Yeah, you bet. So this Friday at 9:30, the main stage, Betty LaVette headlining the opening night, and it's going to be a great, great show all the way around. Full details at cityfolk.org, and I'll definitely be there. Betty, thank you for your time. And you know what? Let's go ahead, just for fun, as we play out here, we'll play Let Me Down Easy in its entirety.
And, okay.
And thanks, hon. Let us
thank
down easy.
Thank you, baby.
You bet.
Looking forward to seeing you.
We'll see you Friday.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Down easy, for your love for me is gone. Let me down easy, since you feel to stay is wrong. I know it's all over, but the last goodbye. Oh, I don't know why. When you pass by me, baby, does it hurt so much to smile? We promise that we'd still be friends till the very end. I'm begging you, baby, please, let me down. We'd have